What's up, TSO gang, 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 gang? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. What's up, babies? I love you guys down, and as you know, I start off every episode with thanking you for all that you guys do. Just a simple follow. I mean, you guys are awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you, babies. Damn. So you guys know, if you have listened to Changes, which was the last episode, then you did see, well, you did hear that, you know, there was a couple of changes with dates as far as airing the episodes. Now, you guys, we are publishing every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in case you have not listened to Changes. But Changes is there. Go take a listen. We got a couple of things that we went through in Changes. So, yeah, go pop in and listen to that quick message. It's not long. I think it's about 4 or 5 minutes, maybe 6 at the longest, but it's not a long episode. It's nothing, you know, it's not a full episode. It was just a little clip just to let you guys, you know, just to keep you guys informed on what's going on and what we're doing together. You know, we're creating this platform, we're building this community where we're comfortable enough to speak about whatever it is that we want to speak about. You know, people are so uncomfortable today with, like, talking. I don't even understand it. It's like, why can't we talk about the things that we do, right? We fuck. We suck dick. We pussy. Why we can't talk about it? Why we can't talk about it? I think it's natural to talk about it. And for those of you who don't think it's natural to talk about it, I think that you're somewhat insecure on whatever topic it is. I think there's an insecurity there. I think there's an insecurity, or there's something holding you back from being able. Excuse me, you guys. That's my little Frenchie in the background yawning. If you have a Frenchie, then you know my struggles in the mornings. So, you guys, in Changes, I also did go ahead and let you guys know some episodes will be airing early morning instead of 6 p.m., but it will always be by 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? But I do know I have early birds, and I've realized I have early birds that like to listen when they wake up. So, I made that change. I've implemented that change for you. I do it all for you, baby loves. I love you guys. Down. I love you down, I love you down, I love you down. So guys, let's jump into this episode. Now, you guys know we left off at Polly Part 1, and today we are getting into Polly Part 2, guys. Polly Part 2. Part 2, we just gonna pretty much discuss, you know, the in-depths of a polygamy relationship. Okay, because I broke it down, the difference in the last episode, not Changes, but our Polly Part 1, I broke down the three different poly, you know, relationships that you have, because there's not just one. There is three different kind of poly relationships, okay? It's not just one, all right? So, you have your relationships where, well, we're just going to discuss this one. Cause like I said, if you want to know the difference in the, give me 1 second, babies. My baby is like trying to get some attention here. Smokes, mama's with the baby loves. You can't. All right, guys. So, if you guys hear the noise, just try to, you know, let's just try to tune him out for just this one day. You guys know I never have him in the background, but this morning he's been feeling a little down, my baby. So I'm trying to keep him close to me. Smokes, you okay? The noises he make, babies. So you guys, we have the just a regular polygamy relationship, right? So we are just discussing a regular polygamy. We have polygamy. We have polygamous, okay, and we also have just a regular polygamy relationship, okay. So like I said, there's polygamy, which we are not discussing today. Polygamy is different. That's something we'll discuss in part 3, so stay tuned for that. And then we also have the polygamous, which that we will discuss in part 4. But today in part 2, part 1, we broke down all three parts. and the meanings. Now, today in part one, we are discussing just a regular polygamy relationship, okay? A regular polygamy relationship, which is what I am looking for, which is what myself, I am interested in. A woman, clearly. Let me rephrase my words. It's not clearly, because baby loves, I know that there are women that want two men in a relationship instead of another female. So I can't just say one, right? I mean, I can't just say clearly, right? I'm not going to go ahead and say clearly. But we do know that polygamy has just one other partner, okay, y'all? Like I said, if you do not know the difference between the three poly relationships, please go listen to Poly. Please, I broke it down there for you guys. I broke it down. Now, the polygamy, we are going to go ahead and get more in depth with, okay? So, the polygamy is just, and you could say polygamy. Some people say it different, but it's pronounced polygamy. It's literally polygamy, okay? So, it's where you just choose to have more than one wife or husband, okay, at the same time. That's just all it is. Literally, that's all it is. You just choose to have one other spouse. I want another spouse. I'm not gonna hold you. I want another spouse. Yeah, I said it. I say it all the time. But my husband, on the other hand, did not want another spouse. And we go through what we go through. And when we go through what we go through, it creates a doubt for him, to where he feels like, you know, he might be the one who gets left, or more attention might be spent with one than the other. And that's, you know, on both ends. Like, he may feel like I might spend more time with the female, or he may feel like he may spend more time with the female. But that's just something that, like I said, you work through in a relationship. It's just like when you're in a relationship for the first time with your spouse, your one spouse. Let's get into that. One spouse, right? You have your friends still. You still have your friends. So you learn to create the time. You learn to set the boundaries and the lines between your relationship and your outside, you know, or just your relationship, your spousal relationship, and your just, you know, regular friendship relationship. You learn to set those boundaries. You learn the fine line. You learn, yo, I'm not chilling tonight. My, you know, I ain't getting no pussy tonight. I'll hit you up tomorrow. You know, I mean, you just learn. Or, you know, females, we learn that, you know, well, oh, bitch, I gotta get these bundles today. Today is cooking and cleaning day. It's laundry day. I bitch is trying to get some extra money. Of course, it don't have to be that exact scenario, right? Let's not try to pinpoint that exact scenario. I'm just throwing that out there. But the point of it all is that we learn to create those fine lines and knowing what to do and when to do it. It's just the main point, okay? Let's not just be hung up on the whole bundles and the whole, you know, getting pussy. Let's not be hung up on that. It's just something, it's just an example to throw out. That's not what's exactly going to happen, okay? Clearly, there are different, now I can say clearly, because clearly, where there's different situations, there's different scenarios, and everybody's different, so no one's reaction is going to be the other person's, okay? No one's reaction is going to be the other person's. What my husband might do is what someone else may not do, you know, and what someone else might do is what my husband may not do. So, you know what I mean? There's all different, it's just all different ways, guys. There's just all different ways to learn, to adjust, to settle. It's all different methods. You just have to work on, you know, like I said, creating those lines, those fine lines. You have to learn, well, do I really want to create this argument for the rest of my life by doing this? You know what I'm saying? So once you learn that with one person, it should be a piece of cake to bring somebody else in, because now all it takes is for you to create a bond with that other person. Now, like I said, if you are weak, if you are, I'm not going, let me, Here I go with these words. Y'all know I be using my words crazy. But recklessly, shall I say. But let me rephrase it. I catch myself all the time. Let me not say the weak. But if you are not open, if you're not open to creating a bond with someone else and letting your husband or wife do the same, that's not, poly is not for you at all. And no three, none of the three forms of poly would be for you, because you're not going to allow them to open themselves up to someone else, which is what they're going to need to do. You have to open yourself up to someone to be with them. So, you know, a polygamy relationship, you want them in your household. You want another spouse. You want that third bond, that third eye, that third rich, that third mindset, that third love, that third just everything. You know what I mean? You want that. That's what you want. And with that want comes the needs of others. So you can't just say, oh, I want this, and then think it's just going to be, fucking. Like, we're just going to be fucking everywhere. And, you know, because we're going to be fucking everywhere, baby. We're going to be fucking everywhere. We are definitely going to be fucking everywhere. But with that also comes, you know, the hard times, trials, tribulations. We have death in families. We have shopping sprees. We have car trips. We have road trips. And what I meant by car trips is like car shopping. That's intimate. We have, you know, like I said, vacations. We have road trips. We have just everything, right? We have all these things that we do with each other. And you can't expect them to just do that and not build a bond with that other person that they're doing all these things with. It's impossible. It's physically impossible. You're going to catch feelings. You have to weigh out your feelings. You have to sort them out, and you have to learn where they lie. But it's impossible to just write it off. Okay? So polygamy is just pretty much, like I say, you wanting to be with another spouse. One spouse. You want one person. And it's more intimate. You want them in your household. Like, you want to be around. Like, this is like your wife, your husband. This is your wife, your husband. They need to be in accordance with one, with you, with all. Right? So polygamy is, that's what I'm looking for. Now, like I said, you have the other two forms, which we're going to discuss. Go back to poly. You'll hear the definition of it, but we're going to further deeply discuss it in part 3. Okay, so stay tuned for poly part 3, babies. And I think I got a guest star. I can't lie to y'all. I think I got a guest star coming in. So stay tuned, because I want to hear from you guys also. My guest star, they pop in and, you know, they go ahead and give their inputs. You know, if they have a topic that they want to be discussed, we'll discuss that topic also. There's always a Q&A part, little section, where we ask each other just a few questions and, you know, get each other's perspectives. That's what it's all about. That's what this community that I'm building is about. It is about us getting to know each other, getting to, you know, help each other understand life and our, you know, sexualities and others' sexuality. Because it's not all about us. We need to understand what the next person, you know, feels, what the next person is. We need to understand that, because if we don't understand that there lies the problem. There lies the friction, the miscommunication, the injustice. That there's where it lies, because we don't even try to understand them. We don't even try to get to know them as who they are. We need to take the time. We have to take the time to learn, to understand, to want to not be negative towards someone else's lifestyle because it's not ours. Okay? Just because I want to have my husband with two wives, or I could say it the selfish way, because that's a perspective. That's an open perspective right there. Me, I want my husband to have two wives, you know, as opposed to me saying I want a wife and my husband. Yeah, we could look at it like that. I'm selfish. I want a wife and a husband. But we could also look at it like, I want my husband to have two wives. I want my husband to have two outlets. I want my husband to be able to be comfortable enough. Because, yes, okay, the Bible says, you know, it's a sin, infidelity, you know. But is it infidelity when I'm bringing it into my home? No, it's not. I don't feel it is. And if you feel it is, let me know. Bring it in. Let's discuss this. That's what I'm here for. I want to understand why, you know, we have to be traditional. You know, am I going to be crucified? Will I not be open just as you would have been to the gates? I don't know. That's not for me to decide, but I know my heart and where it lies with the Lord and our relationship. So, you know, as far as my spirituality, my ground being here on earth, I want to be understood and I want to understand. So help me help you. There's a message link, babies, if you would like to drop your messages, or on Facebook. If you follow our official Facebook page, Talk Sex Only, we are getting so many followers. I appreciate your love so much. You are able to leave messages, topics, discussions, anything that you want to discuss. I'm here. I'm open for it, babies. Tune in with us. We go live at least once a week. We want to build this community. I want this community built. We are doing such a good job at it. It's growing fast, and I really, really, truly appreciate it. If you have any time or anything that you want to pour into this podcast, there's a support link. You can go ahead and support us as much as you like, as much as you are not going to. Anything is greatly appreciated. We appreciate you. You are loved just as much as I feel you love me. Babies, let's do this. This is a sign to follow the podcast if you haven't already. I love you, babies, down, and we'll see you in next episode. Stay tuned for part two. Oh, babies, this is part two. Stay tuned for part three. I love you, babies. We out.